So I looked up with a few pieces of paper clutched in my hands and saw the pinata just about to release from the thumbtack, holding it in place on the ceiling. Marta, can you imagine the mess we'd have if that pinata came loose? That would be hilarious, she said, still looking down and grabbing at paper. Good news. You don't have to imagine. She stood up quickly so she wouldn't miss the show, the thumbtack giving away at just that moment. Like a soaring dead bird with its feathers plucked, the severely beaten pinata wafted through the air of the church basement, right towards the buffet counter, where the remains of the scorching lunch and a pitcher of lemonade sat on the counter. A trail of paper from the pinata's insides followed behind it in the air, creating a kind of pretty contrail. The church basement really was too small for this kind of thing, especially considering that most of the older ladies who would normally be in the kitchen protecting the food and surroundings from this sort of harm were still lined up at the water fountain, trying to put out the fire in their mouths. The lemonade was in the clear. The tamales, not so much.